It's weird, isn't it? Said Stephen, taking a sip from his glass. You're dressed up as Lois Lane. I'm dressed as Superman. And we didn't even come together. Allison rolled her eyes. Though she had a smile on her face, I didn't dress up as Lois Lane. This is just my outfit. I didn't know it was a costume party. Okay? Stephen laughed, a true, genuine belly laugh. How perfect is that? All you're missing is the reporter's badge. Allison looked at him, blushing. No, but seriously. Stephen eyed the red-headed woman up and down. You do rock a pencil skirt and heels. I can't believe we haven't met before. Allison was starting to warm up to him now. He actually made for a very handsome Superman, with the slicked back dark hair and chiseled jaw. She shrugged. It's a big company. Stephen looked over his shoulder and then leaned in closer. Let's say we find somewhere quieter. That was how Lois Lane and Superman found themselves pulling away from the group and stumbling into Superman's bedroom. The company was hosting their annual employee retreat that took place at a big lodge. On the final night, it was tradition to have a costume party, but apparently Allison hadn't got the memo. Stephen pressed Allison up against the wall of his room as soon as they got inside, his lips firm yet soft against hers, pressing into her mouth with his tongue. Allison moaned against his kiss, her whole body electrified. She had been so bored this entire work retreat, and now here Stephen was, shaking things up. His hands quickly pulled against her vest and shirt buttons, and Allison couldn't help but think it was a very Superman-type move. She ran her hands across his blue shirt sleeves, feeling his muscles underneath. Her pussy throbbed as she shrugged her shirt off, leaving herself just in a bra and pencil skirt. But Stephen quickly unhooked her bra, causing her large, heavy breasts to pop out. Stephen took a sharp inhale and pressed his hands against them, his thumbs running across her cute pink nipples. Let's move to the bed, Superman, she said into his ear, and squealed when Stephen picked her up and carried her over to the mattress, tossing her onto it. Allison's blue eyes were wide as she watched Stephen take off his shirt in front of her, revealing a toned, muscular stomach that she hadn't expected. She was even more turned on now, and cried out when Stephen got onto his belly, grabbed Allison's legs, and pulled them apart. He slid her panties off of her in one quick tug. With her skirt bunched up at her waist, Allison closed her eyes and let out a series of low, soft gasps as Stephen ate her pussy. He did it enthusiastically, almost in an animalistic way. Growling as he licked her clit, she couldn't help but smile through the pleasure, thinking how Superman was eating her pussy, while her company was having a party just one floor down. Oh, fuck. That feels good. Allison moaned, her hands grasping at the air as Stephen went faster and faster now. With his tongue, it was like they had done this before, like he knew exactly what she liked. When she came, it was a big rush of pleasure, an orgasm that exploded in her center and spread out through her entire body. She felt like her ears were ringing as Stephen appeared on top of her, smiling at her. "You taste amazing," he said softly. Allison only smiled at him, sitting up so she could reach for his pants. He stood beside the bed and stepped out of them, and then pulled down his boxer briefs. An already rock-hard cock popped out, and Allison's eyes widened at his size. "Oh, fuck, I want that," she said, half to herself, but Stephen heard anyway. She got onto her hands and knees and began to suck his cock into her mouth. Struggling to take it all the way in, Stephen reached down to brush her silky red hair out of the way. As she bobbed her head up and down, her mouth making slurping sounds with each thrust of her face. "Ugh, God, you look beautiful sucking my cock." Stephen moaned. "You're so good at that." His words only encouraged Allison, who started to use her mouth even faster. Stephen's throbbing cock sliding deeper and deeper down her throat. "I want to fuck you," Stephen finally said, and Allison's bright eyes looked upward into his. "I want that too," Allison said, biting her lower lip. She got up and pulled her pencil skirt down off of her legs, and as soon as it was off of her, Stephen was on top, dragging the head of his cock against her pussy. "My God, look at how wet you are," he said breathlessly, looking down to admire the view. She had the prettiest pussy he had ever seen, and he loved how it glistened for him. "Thanks to Superman," said Allison playfully. They both let out a loud, long groan as he slid inside of her, filling her up completely. Their eyes locked onto each other's as Stephen fucked her in long strokes.
"You feel amazing,"
moaned Allison, her body trembling a little bit from the intensity of Stephen's cock inside her, thrusting in and out. Stephen smiled. "So do you. You're so tight and wet.
Can you fuck me from behind? It's my favorite."
Stephen raised his eyebrows. "Hell yes." Allison got onto all fours, looking back as Stephen slid inside her. She loved how big his hands were, firmly gripping her hips at first before moving down to caress the smooth skin of her ass as he fucked her pussy.
"Holy shit."
Allison groaned, her words coming out through gritted teeth.
"You're so big."
Stephen picked up the pace, his grip finding the curves of her waist to hold, as he fucked her deeper and harder. He was starting to get out of breath. Every thrust made a satisfying skin slapping against skin sound. And even Allison could hear just how wet she was every time Stephen's cock buried inside her.
Yes!
Allison moaned, trying hard not to be too loud, but finding it almost impossible.
"Fuck me, Superman!"
Stephen smirked. He liked hearing that. This woman was a lot of fun, he realized. Allison was so dizzy that she couldn't hold herself up anymore and fell forward. With her face against the bed and her ass up in the air, Stephen almost couldn't take it. Where had Allison come from? These sorts of work things never included women as sexy as her. With an ass and a body like this, her moans were getting increasingly louder, muffled by the bedspread, and Stephen finally let himself go. With his fingers pressing against Allison's fair skin, his cock twitched inside her pussy, his cum shooting out in a long, big load. Allison was smiling as he came, turned on by the noises Stephen was making. "Holy shit!" he grunted, closing his eyes as the final bit of cum spilled into her pussy. "Fuck!" He let out a long, satisfied sigh and slowly pulled out of Allison, taking his time. He caressed her ass for a few seconds, just admiring her perfect curves before collapsing on the bed next to her. "You really are the best, Lois Lane," he said, closing his eyes and wiping his forehead, which was coated in sweat. Allison giggled and turned onto her side. "And you're the sexiest, Superman." "Oh, should we go back down to the party?" Stephen asked, suddenly remembering where they were at. Allison sighed. "Who cares? It's the last night of the retreat. It's a big company."
"Yeah,"
said Stephen. "They won't miss us."
If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.